KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The SANDF says the decision to withdraw South African troops from the DRC isn't a sign of weakness, but a political effort to achieve peace. South Africa's entered the second phase of its withdrawal process following the deaths of 14 soldiers in the region earlier this year. Defence Minister Angie Motshekga says trucks carrying 57 troops have arrived at an assembly point in Tanzania. The estimated cost of the mission is around 3 billion rand. The minister says they're still waiting on SADC to reveal what South Africa's contribution will be. Motshekga says the 16 member countries finance the mission.
That money was assumed that we were going to be there for longer, because after we extended our stay in the summit DRC last day in December, we had requested extension for 6 months to stay there and then use the other 6 months to train the defense force of the DRC.
Motshekga and SANDF Chief General Rotsane Maphanya were speaking during a joint media briefing yesterday.
Our withdrawal must be seen in the context that the political effort to have peace and stability in the DRC is now in the horizon, and we can see that there are efforts that are leading towards that as outlined by the minister. Our withdrawal is not abandoning the people of DRC. Our withdrawal is a tactical move that allows peace and mediation to continue.
A probe has been launched into a crash that has claimed the lives of four people near Vryheid. Two cars collided head-on Kambula Road on the R33 last night. Craig Borthes with KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service.
Paramedics found four occupants that sadly succumbed to the injuries before emergency services could arrive. In the wreckage, paramedics found a critically injured child. Working together with fire and rescue services, the child was stabilized and extricated from the wreckage. The patient was transported to a nearby hospital.
The transport department says officials are in the process of finalizing temporary solutions to ease the printing backlog of driver's licenses. Continuous breakdowns of a faulty printing machine have caused frustration among motorists waiting for their cards. The department spokesperson Colin Mcebius told the SABC that a permanent solution will be announced soon.
We are in the process of fixing the machine, so we're looking at about 2 to 3 weeks. It should be up and running. We're working with the supplier to assist us to fix it. So of course, it's quite a concern for us, because it simply means that there's also a backlog that we need to deal with. And it's an inconvenience for motorists.
And in the U.S., jury selection is expected to begin later in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The rapper denies all charges against him for crimes which are alleged to have happened over two decades. Damian Williams, the attorney for the Southern District of New York, outlined some of the claims made by guests at the music mogul's parties.
The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics.
Opening statements are expected to get underway next Monday. On the weather front, here at home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
Coming up in your sports, British tennis number one, Jack Draper says defeat in the final of the Madrid Open hurts, but it will make him a better player. He's into the world top five, by the way, in terms of the rankings. If you missed it earlier, Piastri, he's won his third F1 race of the season. And we'll hear from Jose Riviero, the Orlando Pirates coach, after winning yet another Soweto derby.